88.9 Shine FM, and every Wednesday getting some great information and advice from Kimberly Eckert, registered psychologist and founder of Eckert Psychology and Education Center, with the Parenting Moment. And Kimberly is here right now again. Good morning.
Yes, and we're talking about restorative discipline this month. And we shared a very powerful story at the beginning of the month about the tragic death of Tariq Kamasa, but the beautiful unfolding of forgiveness as his father and then his sister went on to create the TK Foundation in honor of their dead son and brother. Mm-hmm. And in that process, they have forgiven the young man who killed their brother. And today, I want to share with you that we want to foster forgiveness and restorative practices, not just at school and in communities, but at home. And the techniques used to promote peace in schools also apply to the home environment. And this is a big piece of the TKS Restorative Parenting Workshops. And in those workshops, they offer parents a more holistic approach, exposing parents to the same kinds of language of restorative practices taught at the schools. Lessons on forgiveness, building a child's resilience. Through these six sessions, the workshops give parents the tools they need to discipline through teaching. You know, Mike, one of my favorite things is understanding the root word of discipline and disciples, right? Like Jesus made disciples. And how did he do that? Through teaching. And that discipline is, again, a derivative of that we are making disciples with the kids that we serve in schools, communities, but most importantly, our own children. So parents are learning skills that allow them to create family circles where one member speaks at a time and everyone listens from their heart. There's so many different tools in this area that we teach families. And this program doesn't shame parents for getting it wrong, and neither do we. This is really about skill development, and we really will meet you wherever you are at and teach you how to create a safe space within your home so that both children and the adults feel heard, understood, and valued. And I really am excited. Next week, I'm going to share a practice that parents can do to begin teaching their children the concept of forgiveness. But again, it starts with you, mom and dad. Be a model of forgiveness. Be a model of positive emotions such as empathy and compassion. Because this replaces hurt and anger when a wrong happens between two people. So again, next week is on teaching forgiveness to kids. And I really encourage people to keep listening this month.
Nice. Well, I really like that you mentioned it's okay for mom and dad to get it wrong sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Because we've all been there many times.
And that's where we get to model forgiveness over and over again.
You got her. That's great. Great information as always. Yeah, we'll continue the topic next week again. Kimberly, tell us a little bit about Eckert Center.
Well, we have a north and south location, which is fantastic for our big city and giving people the option of which location they prefer. We also will continue to provide telepsychology services throughout Alberta so people can do video sessions still. And we have restorative practice trainers here so we can help people in parenting and in family therapy. Faye Gosnell is our family therapist on staff, and Kimberly Calhoun and Michelle Kerslake are our trained facilitators in the Circle of Security Parenting Program. So I really encourage people to check us out. You can book online at eckertcenter.com. And of course, we always give away a gift certificate allowing someone to come in for a free consultation.
Let's give that away right now, shall we? 276-8888. And we're looking for caller number
3 today.
Caller 3, 276-8888. Thanks again, Kimberly. We'll continue talking next week. Have a great day.
You too.